Contactless, even, payments have become par for the course in shops, but now the Catholic Church is trialling card payments for donations in parishes in an effort to stem declining collections at Mass. I spoke to Michael Kelly, who's editor of the Irish Catholic, and asked him to explain what's happening.
Well, what the Archdiocese of Dublin are doing, and this is in part to respond to a fall off in collections over recent years, they're installing contactless machines as a pilot project in a number of parishes across the diocese. It is the country's largest diocese, and what they're really hoping is that this will encourage people who perhaps don't come with change to Sunday morning Mass to make a contribution to the church that way. I think also what they're hoping is what you might describe as occasional callers, people who come into churches for baptisms, for weddings, for funerals, if they feel so inclined that they'll be able to make a financial contribution using one of these machines at the back of the churches. So I suppose it's a way of trying to respond to a trend that's there around money in general.
The practicalities of this, you're not going to see the machine being passed around in the way that the basket is. It's going to be, you said there, down the back of the church. Is that right?
Absolutely. They're certainly not going to be passed around, at least for now, though I know in a church in the Netherlands they do have a system where they pass it around similar to the basket, so who knows if it will go that way, but for the moment it's going to be discreetly placed at the back of the church. One expects that there will be a sign and the priest may well make reference to it, but I think there'll be a balancing act there between wanting to encourage these types of contributions but also not wanting to appear too crass. I don't think people go to church on a Sunday morning and expect to be reminded that there's a chip and pin or a contactless machine at the back of the church if they want to make their contribution. It runs the risk of sounding a little bit too commercial.
And do you think it people will find it crass and perhaps vulgar?
I think people will respond to it perhaps based on their generation or based on where they find themselves in terms of these kind of payments. I think older Catholics, probably more traditional Catholics, who, let's face it, make up the vast majority of parishioners in many parishes, particularly in Dublin, I think they will see a kind of crass side to it. I think they will see a vulgar side to it. They're people who traditionally use cash a lot more than the younger generations, whereas I think younger people will see this as the very natural progression. They're not used to carrying around as much cash as other generations. But I think there will be a bit of grumbling from some parishioners who will see this as a commercialization of the church. Let's face it, one of the most famous examples from the Bible was when Jesus in Jerusalem in the temple, he turned over the tables of the moneylenders and those who were selling animals because he said they were commercializing what was a holy place. So I think that will probably be in people's minds as well.
Has it worked elsewhere? Are you aware?
Absolutely. Where they've introduced this in Britain, in some parishes, I know that they have discovered that donations have gone up more than 90%.
Michael Kelly there, who is editor of the Irish Catholic.